If you can get a hold of one of our Bibles, and you'll find the Bibles underneath the seats that you're sitting on, or the seat in front of the one that you're sitting on, and open it at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, which is around about page 990, and the reference in the page number is up there on the screen. And you'll find there a story that Jesus told, which was very like the one that we've just seen acted out in front of us, just with some of the details changed. It's called, in Jesus' story, the parable of the wedding banquet. And this is what Jesus said. He said, Jesus spoke there, or the Matthew tells us, Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. And he sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. And then he sent some more servants and said, tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner, my fattened calf has been slaughtered and everything is ready, come to the wedding banquet. But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, ill-treated them, and killed them. And the king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. And then he said to his servants, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. And so the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. So that's the story that Jesus told, a little bit like the guides organizing their party, but some differences as well. And I want us to take just a moment this morning to think about Jesus' story, to think about those people who don't come to the party and those people who do come. Because actually all of us get invited to things all the time. Sometimes we do get invited to a birthday party or a school end of term show or something to do with work or something to do with a group of friends. But we also have opportunities that can be taken all the time. We have, if you like, an invitation from God to study hard and pass exams and develop our career, or to fall in love with somebody and get married and start a family, or to be a part of the church and part of the organizations. Maybe you would invite somebody else to come and join you at the Brownies or the Guides or the Rainbows if that's what you're a part of already. Or other things, there are opportunities around us all the time which we can see as God's invitation to take part in the world. God's invitation to make the most of our lives, to do the most exciting and incredible and enjoyable and useful and worthwhile things. And sometimes we take those opportunities and make the most of our lives. And sometimes we let them pass us by and miss out on the chance and maybe live with our regrets afterwards. So I wanted to think, first of all, about why we sometimes don't take the chance that we get and how we sometimes do. In the story, there were two real reasons, I think, why some people didn't come to the wedding feast that the king had prepared for his son. And the first one was that they were distracted. If you look at the story, it tells you that they had farms to look after or businesses to take care of. In other words, they were so caught up in the everyday business of making money and organizing their lives that when the big chance came along to do something special, they didn't notice it. They probably thought the wedding invitation was a nuisance. It was going to get in the way. It was going to spoil their plans or break their routine or cost them money. They wouldn't be able to put in that overtime shift and they might have to buy the king's son a present. So they didn't come along. And I think sometimes we can be distracted by that kind of thing. We're so busy at work. This is maybe parents. We're so busy at work that we forget to take care of our children. And we park them in front of the TV and leave them to look after themselves. Or maybe as young people, we're just so busy worrying about our exams and passing them and getting ready for our future career. Or maybe so busy
arguing about money ourselves that we forget to enjoy ourselves and forget to do the thing that really matters at the moment. And Jesus wasn't saying that farming or business doesn't matter, but he's saying that's not what life is all about. There are things happening around about us, there are opportunities to seize and make the most of right now. And if we want to live the best possible lives that we can, then we need to take the chance that we've got. And the other reason I think some of the folks maybe didn't come to the king's son's wedding feast in Jesus' story is that they thought they would put it off for a while. See, what happened was a wedding feast in those days lasted not just for a couple of hours, but for at least a week. And probably the first day or the second day, things were a bit quiet. Not everybody had gathered, the crowds hadn't really assembled, and it wasn't the best bit of the party. And my guess is that when the servants went to some of the folks and said, come to the party, it's starting now, they thought to themselves, well, I'll go and do a day or two's work, make some money, and I'll come along on day three or day four and enjoy myself once the party really gets going. And the danger is that that's what we do as well, that we think there are some really exciting things I want to do with my life, or some really important chances that I've got, or some really vital decisions to take, and I'll take them sometime later when I get round to it. At the moment, I've got these other things I want to do. I've got these deadlines to meet. I've got these things in my diary that I've got to get on with. And I think Jesus is saying, don't leave it till later if you can make up your mind now. If your life is ready to roll, then seize the moment and take the chance. If there's an invitation to do something exciting, then make the most of it while you can, because none of us can actually guarantee what the future holds, and it would be a shame if we meant to do it later and then we never get round to it. But what about those who do come? What about those who have the chance to take part in this really big honour? To come to the king's son's wedding feast would be a huge thing. How many people watched the Brit Awards on TV this week? Oh my goodness, you're not as trendy as I am. Well, I did. And it was the hottest ticket in town. I'm glad to see Ruth did. That was good. Hottest ticket in town. The place was full. The O2 Arena was absolutely jam-packed. And there were thousands of people standing outside watching the stars coming in and going on the red carpet who would love to have been in the inside. And sometimes we feel like we're the outsiders and there's other people around who have got all the privileges and all the opportunities and we've kind of missed out on it. Who does Jesus say could come to the king's son's wedding party? Well, the answer really is anyone. And the party the guides were organizing, the brownies and the rainbows and even the rangers got invited along. Jesus said, the king said to servants, go out onto the street corners and find anyone you can to bring them in. He even said, the good and the bad. So Jesus' invitation to come and make the most out of life doesn't depend on being really rich and having lots of those advantages. It doesn't depend on having a great family who take you to all the right things or spend the right amount of money on you. It doesn't depend on having a great wardrobe full of all the most amazing clothes and being the best makeup artist in the world to make yourself look wonderful. It doesn't depend on being so hard-working that you have earned the right to do something really exciting with your life, or so clever that you're always top of the class. It doesn't depend on any of those things. Jesus says all you need to do is be in the world, and then you have the opportunity in front of you. Anyone can come. But let's just read the last bit of the story, which maybe goes beyond the bit that the guides acted out for us. The party is in full swing, and then it says in verse 17, when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. And he asked, how did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend? And the man was speechless. And then the king told the attendants, tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen. And that seems like quite a surprising ending to Jesus' story. The story seemed to be saying anyone can come, there's a great party, the world's a wonderful place, life is fantastic, you can really enjoy yourself to the full, make the most of it. And then the story ends up saying, but if you're not properly dressed, then you won't be allowed to stay. Now what does that mean? Does that mean you need to be well dressed to make the most of life? Well, I don't think it does, because that would be a kind of a strange thing. And this is a parable where everything stands for something else. It doesn't mean if you want to come to church and enjoy the presence of God or believing in Jesus, you need to put on your Sunday best and look very smart. But it does mean that you've got to make the effort to come for the right reason. Everybody else, all the other folk, even though they'd only been told at the last minute that there was a wedding on and they hadn't been expected to come and then were suddenly called in, everybody else had managed to put on their wedding clothes. Now, that in those days, that simply meant getting a white robe to wear. It was dead easy. White cloth was easy to get, and anyone, even the poorest of the poor, could wrap themselves up in white. But this one guy who the king saw standing out from all the others hadn't bothered to get dressed for the wedding. He didn't care about the king or about his son or the fact that it was a wedding. He thought, I'll just come along and see if there's anything in there for me. Free food, that's a good enough reason for coming. A big party with a dance afterwards, that's a good enough reason for coming. And the fact that the king was there didn't bother him. The fact that the king's son was there didn't bother him. The fact that a wedding was going on and something solemn and important was happening didn't bother him. He was only there for himself, to grab what he could out of life and not to be part of the bigger occasion for anybody. And I think the lesson that Jesus is teaching us there is that if you want to be a part of life, real life, then anyone can be, everyone's invited, but you've got to be prepared to give as well as to take, to be a part of what's going on and not just to have other people look after you, to organize yourself and appreciate what really matters and take part in that. The reason Jesus told the story is because he was warning the religious people of his day, the priests and the elders and the teachers of the law who went to the temple all the time and sang the hymns and went to all the ceremonies. And he was saying to them, you're really like the first lot of guests who think you're dead important, who think you ought to be invited, but you're actually distracted by your own importance and you're putting off really worshipping God and you're going to miss out in the party. And then he turned around to all the ordinary people around him, the kind of working folks and the people who weren't very important in the temple. And he said, but you can come. You can follow me. You can enjoy me to the full. It doesn't matter who you are or what your background is. But you need to be prepared to think about me as the son of the king, Jesus as the son of God, and to think about honoring me and respecting me and coming as my subjects. And that way you really will be able to take part in life and live it to the full, live life in all its fullness.